In physics labs around the world, it used to be common to find a reference volume filled with long strings of completely random numbers. You see, randomness is a valuable commodity in some circles, and it's not as easy to generate as you might think. You could roll dice, for example, but those who need random numbers tend to need a lot of random numbers, and after the first couple of hundred crapshoots, even the most dedicated researchers can get a little cranky. Nowadays, random numbers are more likely to be found online. But there's an interesting distinction to be made here between pseudo-random number generators and true random number generators. Pseudo-randomness is created by algorithms. For example, to generate pi, you can simply divide 22 by 7. The resulting infinity of digits is random in the sense that they are distributed evenly. No number occurs more often than any other number. But they are also completely predictable, because you can just work out the formula yourself. So pseudo-random numbers are completely random and yet perfectly predictable, like my relationship history. They're useful in some applications, such as computer games, because they're easy and fast to generate. But applications like gambling and cryptography require true randomness, that is, total unpredictability. One way to generate true randomness is to rely on physical phenomena, such as a system that mechanically flips a coin or rolls a die. But it's surprisingly hard to avoid patterns in this kind of data. A dice rolling machine, for example, may have predictable regularities so that sixes are rolled slightly more often than other numbers. And it is at least theoretically possible to analyze all the physical factors affecting a random number generator and predict the next number. So the cutting edge of true randomness is subatomic particles. The online service Hotbits, for example, generates random numbers by timing successive pairs of radioactive decays detected by a Geiger-Müller tube. This works perfectly, but unexpectedly forces us to confront the most meaningful question of all, which is, do we have free will? For if everything ultimately depends on non-random physical factors, then perfect knowledge of all physical phenomena would allow one to determine what happens next. And since this would even include our decisions, which depend, ultimately, on physical phenomena such as the uptake of neurotransmitters, then simply put, there is no such thing as free will. But if quantum phenomena really are random, then there may be room in the universe for humans to be something more than balls dropping through a pachinko machine. So, the quest for true randomness may ultimately reveal whether or not life itself has meaning. If you're a fan of irony, maybe that's meaning enough. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.